Alien abductions. There are a lot of people over the years who claim to have been abducted by extraterrestrials. Some of them had witnesses and others have strange marks on their body after the abductions. Then there are those who have objects inserted into their bodies which seem to give off an electrical pulse. This begs the question, why were all these people being abducted? There are several theories on the matter. One of the theories states the abductions are taking place to create a new race, and if we believe some of the facts the abductees have told us, this could be a possibility. Another theory is the aliens are waiting for us to reach a certain plateau and then they will invite us to join some sort of alien League of Nations or UN. Some say they could be monitoring what we are doing to ourselves on this planet to see how it affects us health-wise. There are plenty of other theories floating out there. One man stated he was asleep in his bedroom and he was awakened in the middle of the night by a noise. As he watched, he noticed small beings floating down to his bedroom window from above. He said he became very scared, but he couldn't take his eyes off what was happening. As he watched, these beings floated through the closed window. He wanted to jump out of bed and run away, but he couldn't move. Something was holding him there. The beings walked over to his bed, and as they watched him, he began to float in the air, and so did they, and all of them floated out through the window and walls. Once he was outside, he said a beam shone down from a circular object above and it drew all of them upward. Eventually he rose up through an open hatch in the UFO and was put into an empty room. His clothes were taken away, and as he sat there, a naked alien female entered the room. She walked over to him and began having sex with him, and he was not able to resist. Afterwards she left and he was returned home. This is not the end of the story, however. Sometime later the same or similar beings came to his room again and took him out of bed again and up to the ship. Once he was there, he was put into a room and an alien female entered with a child. She indicated to him this was their child and then they left. He was sent home again. When stories like this are told, the scientific community is quick to react and states the problems are caused by sleep paralysis. Certainly, this could account for not being able to move, but there is so much more to these abduction stories. Some of the details of the stories mentioned things which are the same in many cases, minor things that should not be known if the stories are being made up. Believe me when I say not every story is truthful, but there are some which seem to be. One abductee started a support group, called it a club nobody wants to belong to. She didn't mean a particular club, she meant nobody wanted to be an abductee. I don't think any of us could argue with that statement. One woman claimed she was abducted on a night in 1989. She had lived in an apartment on the 12th floor and claims not only did three small beings come to her and levitate her into a hovering craft, but she claims there were witnesses. Not only that, she also stated it was a person with her who was famous. This sort of smacks of men in black who go around to witnesses and intimidate them so they won't talk about their experiences and what they saw. If this is the same case I followed years ago. The person who was with this woman was a high executive in the United Nations. Some people claim to have been abducted many times in their lives, and some say it's been happening since they were children. One such person is Terry Lovelace. Lovelace found an unexplained piece of metal above his knee. At that time, he had never been operated on, never been in combat, and never been injured. He claims it all started when he was 8 years old. He said he started seeing little monkey-like people in his bedroom. Sometimes he was not alone, but with his wife or friend. When they went on a camping trip with his friend, and that's when he was abducted. He said the two of them never spoke about what happened to them on a camping trip on the way back. Having experiences like this your entire life can be pretty disturbing to say the least, especially when many of the abductions take place to do things to you. In 1973, Charles Hickson and Calvin Parker were fishing on a pier near Pascagoula, Mississippi. As they fished, a small oval UFO appeared overhead. This one made a whirling sound and was shining to blue lights down. Three beings came out of the craft, They were all about 5 feet tall. They were described as not having hands but sort of lobster-like claws and had growths coming out of their nose and ears. It was claimed these men were in telepathic communication with the aliens. One of them said they were inspected by a machine when they were brought onto the UFO. What its credence to this story is the fact they had been brought to the police station and put in a room by themselves. The room had a hidden tape recorder and the police could hear them discussing what happened to them. Sometimes abducted people do not come back. This is something nobody wants to talk about, especially the powers that be. A pilot named Frederick Valentich was on a training flight over Australia when he radioed Melbourne's air traffic control he was being followed by an unknown object. It was emitting a green light. The next thing he said was he was having engine problems. The tower asked him to describe the object and he began to do that by saying it's not an aircraft, but then his transmission was interrupted by a scraping sound. Contact with the pilot was lost at that point. The Australians conducted an exhaustive search which lasted for 4 days and 1,000 miles, but no trace of his craft or Valentich was ever found. Witnesses had reported a UFO in the area.